part of fossil collecting and geology as a whole is the vastness of the timescales involved, you know, and the fact that you can go out into our world that we exist in and pick up things that are effectively may as well be from an alien planet, because they don't exist anymore. You can't imagine what they were like when they did exist, and the world in which they existed would have been so completely different. That's just an amazing thing to hold a part of that in your hand. You know, it's like, really, it's like holding a meteorite. It's like something from outer space you've got there.
You never know what you're going to find. You know, you could turn over one pebble, there's nothing. You could crack open another one and you've got, you know, a fossil fish that nobody else has seen, you know, since the time it's died. And I think that's the big fascination.
That's interesting, isn't it? It's the evolution of the Earth.
Well, my name's Rick. Just trying to clean some ammonites, really, which I found on the beach a couple of days ago. All it is now is just a matter of cleaning around and tidying them up. Like I say, it's just cleaning the rock around the actual fossil. Normally, the actual stone will come away from the fossil. Like that. Sometimes you might come across another fossil, maybe an insect or a bit of a fish or anything like that, and it's quite, you know, you're quite surprised then.
How long have you been doing this for?
Oh, be showing me age now. On and off, what, 20 years, maybe 25 years.
I mean, nearly every time you go out and find a fossil, there is some excitement. You know, even if it's only sort of an inch across, you pick it up and go, that's nice, I like that. It gives you a little buzz. I mean, obviously, if you find something bigger, there's a bit more of a yes sort of. You might have to sort of do a couple of laps of honour. It's a head from an ichthyosaur. You've got you've got both jaws of all the teeth in it. You've got sort of, I mean, the teeth are what, sort of 2.5 inches long, about as fat as your sort of middle finger, nice and sort of sharp. You've got sort of, I don't know how many teeth, someone did count them one day. There's probably sort of 4 feet of teeth showing in it. You've got a large eye socket. Ichthyosaurs had one of the largest eyes in the sort of animal kingdom, because they were probably sort of diving down the great depths and needed to get as much light in as possible.
Well, I out every opportunity. Whenever there's a storm or a big tide, you know, when it washes out, and I'm down here.
You've got quite a lot of gear with you as well.
Yeah, hammers, chisels, spades, spikes, probes, bags, flask, of course. Well, you get a little buzz every time, even if it's just a little thing, but, you know, obviously, being a collector, you want to better your collection all the time. So
where do you keep all your collection then?
In the lounge and in the garage. It's full.
Being outdoors and nature and the wind blowing or the sun, or even if it's pelting rain, it just makes you feel sort of very close to your own environment, and that's the reason why I love it.
It's the idea that you can hold in your hand something that's 190 million years old, and possibly you're the first human ever to see it, you know, and that's quite magical, and it can really, you know, it can really capture people's imaginations. There's no, you know, you can't comprehend what 190 million years worth of history means. You know, you can say it, but you don't know what it feels like, if you know what I mean. You just know it was. You just can't comprehend how long ago that was, how really old these things are. And it's just amazing to people. And I think that's probably the most exciting and important thing about it. And it kind of puts the human race in context, if you like, how short our time has been here.